Kindly breathe in short, thick pants. Bath and West Evening Chronicle, the 9th of October 1976. The passage of time has blurred what possibly motivated me to write this, but it was probably after hearing one too many half-baked ideas from one too many half-baked politicians, who are always at their worst when trying to be mater, while always subtly getting it wrong. They're still doing it. A message from the Right Honourable Duncan Disorderly, MP, the new Fresh Air Supremo.
Good evening.
Takes deep breath.
As you will no doubt be aware, Britain is facing an air crisis of alarming proportions. In some places, supplies of fresh air are reaching alarming crisis levels. Why is this, you ask?
Goes to chart behind chair.
For years, we have been assured of regular supplies of fresh air blown in from the Atlantic. Unfortunately, the demand is exceeding supply. More people,
pokes small black figures on chart,
insist on breathing, which means less air for everyone else.
Taps chart firmly with stick.
Your government has been well aware of the problem since about lunchtime, as a result of which I am talking as new Fresh Air Minister now, instead of chairing the House of Commons Tea Trolley Subcommittee. Even we politicians have to breathe, you know. Though, of course, some of us breathe slower, while others breathe faster. While it is true to say that people in South Wales and the industrial Midlands are being allowed to breathe for only 8 hours a day, while Scotland and the South have ample supplies of fresh air, a redistribution would be prohibitively expensive. A working party is, however, and in strict accordance with government policy, considering legislation to compel those in fresh air surplus areas into wearing gas masks connected to bottles of potted smog. This is democracy. Meteorologists tell us that the wind must blow at 100 miles an hour for the next 3 months to top up our fresh air levels. In the meantime, what can you do? Here is how you can help. Breathe very slowly. Ministry staff will be calling on you soon to demonstrate. All pumps, fans and windmills are banned, penalty £400, so that supplies of fresh air can be diverted to essential industries. Remember, it takes 4 million cubic feet of air to make one car tyre, and 2,000 tiny bubbles to make a cubic inch of carpet underlay. Avoid heavy breathing. Have a cold bath instead. Have a good rub down with spit. Ministry cats will be calling on you to demonstrate. Put a brick up your nose. The air you exhale can still be used to inflate balloons, tyres, to warm your hands and cool your porridge. If we all follow these simple rules, we will be able to stick our chests in with pride and say that British suck and ingenuity has won the day again. Thank you.
Breathes out slowly.